This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Citing serious software flaws, Secretary of State Deborah Bowen has canceled California's authorization for one widely used electronic voting machine. The action, announced yesterday, followed a hearing in Sacramento last week at which an executive for Premier Election Systems, formerly Diebold, admitted the problem exists in all the company's tabulation software. Dan Ashby, a San Francisco-based spokesman for the Election Defense Alliance, says the problem with the Global Election Management System, or GEMS, was hardly a minor flaw.
There was an undocumented or insufficiently documented software problem that they had known about for several generations of the software. In certain circumstances, an entire batch of ballots can be not counted and even dropped out of the auditing system. They can just disappear without a trace.
The flawed tabulations were documented in Humboldt County, Ashby says, when a group of volunteers there mounted a test project to externally verify the official vote count performed by the machines.
They had scanned images of all the voted ballots, and then they counted them up with their own software, quite apart from the county's official system, and they discovered the discrepancy when they matched their numbers against the official numbers.
197 legally cast ballots had simply disappeared from the machine's tally. Mitch Trachtenberg, one of the election auditors who participated in that test, said afterward it had confirmed their skepticism of the claims made by the machine's makers.
They've certified that these systems pass whatever tests they're imposing on them, and here's a system that's been passing those tests for years and years and years, and its audit log doesn't record when decks of ballots are deleted. The vendors have been saying that their systems have fail-safes, and at least in the case of Diebold GEMS, that fail-safe is now looking pretty sad.
That company's electronic voting machines are used in 16 California counties, including Napa, Lake, Mendocino, and Marin. Similar tests have been conducted in Arizona's Pima County, where election activists are pushing for a statewide system to monitor voting machine accuracy. Dan Ashby describes how that would work.
Independently scan 100% of the ballots in 10% of the precincts selected randomly on election night, and that would give you an excellent basis for auditing the total outcome of the vote, probably within about 99% accuracy.
The cost for doing that in Arizona is estimated at around $160,000 per election. But the best solution, Ashby insists, would be a return to paper ballots.
Before people throw up their hands and say it's impossible, let me remind everyone that this was the way it was done in the state up through about 1965 when the first automated computer-read election systems were introduced. The most appropriate, safe, reliable technology for voting has always been the hand-marked paper ballot, and we have a simple and well-known set of ballot custody rules that give you good assurance that you have an honest election.
Diebold is one of six companies allowed to sell voting machines in California and the second to run afoul of the state's performance standards. A company called Election Systems and Software was fined more than $3 million last year for selling unauthorized machines. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Bowen is backing a bill to require election software makers to publicly disclose any new flaws that may turn up in their products. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.